So I'm here in Roanoke, which is a small town of about 95,000 people at the foot of the Appalachians, just next to the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's a former railroad town, and it's really like a small democratic island in a sea of republicanism. You have to drive 4 miles to the west and 2 hours to the south to get to the next democratic county. So the question is, why Roanoke? Well, there are a few options. I could have gone to Ohio, I could have gone to Florida, but it really felt to me like Virginia, which has been a Republican state for more than 40 years, but now there's a possibility that it might go Democratic, was really emblematic of this 2008 presidential election. I'm really glad I did stay here because I've met the most tremendous motley group of people. A man who was dressed as a Viking, no explanation, although he was supporting Obama, had a little Obama sticker on his helmet. I've been shooting in the mountains with a Glock. And a couple of the people that I've met here that I really liked are Anna and Brandon, who run Pop's Ice Cream and Soda. Hey, Brandon. How you doing? So, Brandon, for someone who's not been to Roanoke, how would you kind of describe the city?
So it's a surprising city because for the size of it, you would think there's nothing to do here, but there's really a lot of entertainment, a lot of arts, a lot of grassroots people. And this neighborhood in particular where we're at, everyone knows everyone's family, everyone walks.
Do you hear much politics being talked about in the bar?
In this neighborhood, we do especially. I mean, we're an ice cream shop, so people come here and talk, have their ice cream sodas, and we talk to a lot of people, both Republican and Democrat.
You told me a story a while back about some people sitting at the counter. Could you just tell us that story again?
Yeah, we were talking about how people that are for Obama sometimes aren't really too vocal about it because I think there's some kind of fear. I found out a lot here, especially being a business owner, we can't talk politics too much to our customers. We don't want to lose a business, but I was talking to one gentleman about that, and he says, I was wearing my Obama shirt, and my next-door neighbor says, if I see you wearing that again, I'll burn your house down. And I was like, whoa.
All cell phones and cameras must be turned on for inspection. Make sure you get all the metal out of your pockets when you go through the detector.
So we're standing outside the Roanoke Civic Center, which is a concrete monstrosity. And there are thousands of people here who have come to see Barack Obama, who's arrived in town for the first time. What's interesting about the fact that he's in Roanoke is that Roanoke is in the most hostile region of Virginia. Southwest Virginia is the most pro-Republican area in the whole state. And so Obama is really here behind enemy lines.
Start the drama and rock Obama t-shirt.
What brought you out today?
Barack Obama.
Okay, but why do you like him?
I like his issues, especially Social Security, education, all of that.
Hard time, nothing to eat, we'll do it. No jobs, you name it. Everything starts with a no.
Do the people you know, like your families, are they supporting Obama?
Actually, no. My family's really staunch Republicans. I try to convince them as hard as I can.
Why are they supporting McCain?
They don't like the taxes on small businesses. They're small business owners.
I see you've got a Conservatives for Obama poster. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, many conservatives in this country are starting to speak out against the McCain-Palin ticket. I originally was a supporter of Ron Paul. I just feel that fiscally, as well as in terms of foreign policy and in terms of civil rights, Obama is much more in line with my beliefs and where I think the country needs to go than the McCain-Palin ticket.
Do you think his race is going to be a factor?
I hope not. But we still have people that live, you know, in the past.
I think it's going to cancel out. Blacks will vote for him because he's black. There's some that will, and there's whites that won't because he's black. And I think it's a wash.
Does it surprise you that Virginia might be going Democrat?
No, it does not. It's about time.
I see a lot of Obama signs, a lot more than I see of McCain signs. And for an area that is usually Republican, I think that says a lot.
Thank you, everybody. What a great crowd here in Roanoke. For those of you who are getting a little cocky, who support me and start reading the polls, I just got two words for you. New Hampshire, we've got to keep fighting for every vote. We can do this. Americans have done it before, but I need you to stand up.
So the rally's just finished there, and it's one of the best speeches I've seen Obama give. But he's really playing to the faithful, and he's really preaching to the choir. And that's fine, because the choir needs to have a song to sing. So now we're going to go across town where there's a Republican event going on. the first in the 3 weeks since I've been here and see what they've got to say.
We're in an empty garage just over the road with kind of half-fixed cars on hoists and bits of machinery. And there are about 7 Republicans and 9 members of the press. It's a really surreal scene. There are some kind of sad-looking old men and one teenager holding McCain and Palin signs. This is the Republican response to the first visit from a presidential candidate in Roanoke since 1960 and one of the biggest political events that this city's ever seen. And quite frankly, it's pathetic.
I'm here with William Fralin, who's in the state legislature in the House of Delegates representing parts of Roanoke City, Roanoke County and Bottonton. I think the last 6 polls in Virginia have had John McCain behind. Do you think the Republicans can still win Virginia?
You know, I certainly think John McCain still has a chance to win Virginia. And I wouldn't be shocked if he did. And I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't at this point. You know, I think it's going to be close.
I've been here for 3 weeks now, and I fully expected, honestly, that either John McCain or Sarah Palin would have come down this way. It's just their strongest bit of Virginia, whereas we've had Obama, Bill Clinton, Evan Bayh, and Terry McAuliffe.
Well, he needs to get down here. You know, I really think that. Now, he's running a national campaign. He's, you know, they are much more in tune with the polls and where all they need to be and make those decisions. That's not up to me to make those decisions. But I agree with you. It would be helpful to have him here, and I would not be surprised if we did not see either he or Governor Palin in this area between now and the election. I think either one would be fine.
Just so long as somebody comes.
Somebody.
So in the 3 weeks I've been in Roanoke, the political culture and nature of the town has been completely transformed. When I arrived, Democrats were in the closet. But in the 3 weeks that I've been here, they've really been fired up. They've basically outmaneuvered and outspent the Republicans. When I arrived, it was a swing state. Now it's leaning Obama and keeps leaning more and more towards Obama with every passing day. I've heard a number of Republicans here say that if John McCain can't take Virginia, he can't win the presidency.